And now, the internet's favorite podcast, Podcastrated, with your hosts, Brad and Caleb.
My mom was asking me about Christmas gifts for Megan, and she's like, "Do you think she uses Bluetooth? Would she like any Bluetooth? There's a lot of Bluetooth, good Bluetooth stuff out there." And I, first thing I imagined was like, this image popped in my head of Megan with one of those like 2-inch Bluetooth headset things,
yes,
driving around being an asshole like the people who like wearing that public.
Yes. In her 2-seater convertible or Mazda Miata.
Driving around in a Miata with the 2-way. Yes. And like making business deals and talking in the grocery store with it.
Just
like,
yeah.
I'm like, no, that's not what I want for her.
No, at least nobody should have that.
No one should. You have one, don't you?
I had one. I used it like once or twice. Like I was like taking the garbage out, talking to my mom, and like also talking to my mom while like doing the dishes.
Yeah, you told me you got it specifically for doing the dishes and talking on the phone.
Well, I didn't get it. My mom got it for me.
Oh, your mom got it
for me. Which is really funny because that's apparently what moms like to get for people. Bluetooth headsets. But this was also like 6-7 years ago. So.
Yeah, I remember. Then I thought, Brad doesn't really do the dishes that often. In fact, he pays me to do it.
No, I see. I got better at it later.
Okay.
I got better at it later. Nagged.
So, sorry. I don't mean to give you shit.
That's fine. I really hate doing the dishes. Okay. I'm really glad that I've had a dishwasher for the last 5.5 years.
Good. Yes. And her name is Bethany. So
no, it's me. I hand wash all the other dishes. But...
Yeah, no, dishwashers are the shit. I'm not going to lie. The best. Mm-hmm. So rack is just not big enough for all the dishes we're going through.
So is this like the start of the show, or we got to talk about something?
I think we've already started. You might need to set everybody up here.
Yeah. All right. So welcome to a very special edition of Podcastrated. My name is Brad. I'm joined this week by my co-host, as usual, Caleb. He requested a special session.
Yes.
And so here we are. How you doing this morning, Caleb?
You know, do you remember when I fixed the toilet because it was leaking? Well, it turns out it's leaking again, and I'm just kind of exasperated at this point. But
which part is leaking? The floor?
Yeah, it like leaks underneath the floor, like on the floor around the rim of the bottom of the toilet.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep.
That's strange. You know, do you have any idea where it's coming from? Or
Yes, they say that there's kind of this wax ring that is, so there's the, this is like toilet talk today.
I love it.
You got this like 3 or 4 inch pipe coming up from the floor that all your shit goes down. Mm-hmm. And then around that is a wax seal. Yeah. And then usually if your toilet is leaking water around it, around the basin, geez, it's like 9 a.m. I'm barely woke up. If that wax seal is somehow, I can't even think of the word, like broken.
Eroded?
Eroded or broken or penetrated. There we go. Sure. Okay. Then it'll start getting water leaking around the base of your toilet. And it's not supposed to happen very often. I fixed this like 2 months ago, and then it's doing it again, which I think part of it might be because there's so much water damage on the floor around the toilet from the first time this happened that it's just not making a good seal anymore, I think.
I see.
Is someone breaking into, you know, like is an alarm going off there?
That sort of. Let me explain to the listener out there why this is a very special edition of the show. Is because I'm actually right now, for the first time in podcast related history, the only host that's ever been paid to do this. Because technically I am at work. I am the employee of the century, as I have a job that allows me to kind of be independent and do my own thing as a security officer on the weekend. And it's a pretty light day. There's not many people here. Yep. One wrinkle is that the call center manager is here, and that's highly unusual. And I should try to be sort of professional when she's around. And, yep. Instead of doing this, but it's okay. I got my hands-free headphones on. If that part made it in,
yep.
To the beginning, so I just look like I'm just talking to the wall right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just my headphones, and we're doing this. So,
yep.
But this could get funny because as I'm here, I may have to do stuff.
Yes.
And what I'm going to do is I'm not going to hang up. I'm going to let it go, and I might have to take the headphones out of my ear, but I'm going to leave the mic hot.
Okay.
So if should anything happen,
wow.
I'm just going to stuff the headphones in my pocket and hope that you can hear what's happening.
I hope nothing interesting happens. Well, maybe something interesting will happen, and then, you know, like a gunman breaks in, and all we get is your audio, and we hear shots, and the whole podcast gets on the national news. And then, as anything that gets in the national spotlight, people on the internet will inflict and try to, you know, they will try to find everything else out, and they'll listen to all 20 episodes, and then we'll get a whole bunch of, like, probably negative attention, I would think, you know?
I think so. It'll definitely go viral for like 20 minutes, then everyone will forget about it forever.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be like the Rebecca Black thing. It'll be huge and amazing, and there'll be podcast-rated ugly Christmas sweaters with our pictures on them, because that's the fucking thing right now that everyone's doing. It's like,
there's... they've been doing that for a couple of years. It's just really gotten out of hand now.
I noticed this year there's like legitimately the Christmas sweater template that you could just stick the Old English D on, or the 49ers logo, or whatever. Like, just, you know, have it in a certain pattern, which I think defeats the purpose of it, because the Christmas sweater was supposed to be as erratic as possible.
Right, really, really super unique and ugly. I did see there was the band Every Time I Die put out an ugly sweater. It just said Every Time I Die on the front of it.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted it, but I didn't buy it.
I saw a Morrissey Christmas sweater, which was had like some kind of pattern, and then just a big Morrissey face on your belly.
That's kind of funny.
I mean, it was like clip art style, because, you know, the best you can do is stitching on a sweater.
Yeah, but that's the kind of the idea, you know. They did have, I know I saw in the past, there was some, I think may have been an ECHL team that had ugly Christmas sweater, like hockey jerseys.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're really good. They're really good.
So we're doing this at this time for, like, two big reasons. And one of them, we'll get into that right now, is because you felt a necessity to take on a second job.
This is true.
And this is going to affect schedules in the future from here on out. So why don't you tell the story as you told it to me?
Okay, so here's what happened. About 2 weeks ago, the Sunday before Thanksgiving, I was chilling here at my real job, which is not a real job, but at my job. And, you know, I have a lot of free time on my hands, as you can see, as I'm recording a podcast. And I decided to look for, because we've been kind of at home, we kind of live pretty tight, paycheck to paycheck type situation, you know, get our groceries and gas and maybe a little something extra here and there. But, you know, it's been tight. So as a way to do my part, I thought the option was I can get a second job if I can find one that would fit with my schedule along with watching the kids. And so I went on a website. I found they were hiring at UPS. So I just applied, like, in my boredom. And then by the next day, I was going to the HR office and getting, like, it through, like, a site tour and, like, going to, like, an orientation. And then suddenly I was just in training and I bought work boots. And then all of a sudden I work at UPS.
Huh. You need to buy work boots? I guess if you drop one of those 70-pound packages on your feet.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. That's why I bought some steel-toe work boots for the first time in my life. Mm-hmm. Made me feel like a real working man, which is nice.
It's fun, like, having them and then being able to have other people just step on your feet.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're tall. You know, not really. But it's pain in the ass thing about them is that they're super heavy as a result, and your ankles will get sore after a while when you're walking around with them.
They haven't yet. They haven't yet. Mm-hmm. And even, like, I thought the bottom of my feet were going to get really sore. And they were the first day, but every other day after, I haven't had a problem. Mm-hmm. The problems have been in my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm doing is I'm loading semi trucks full of packages. Mm-hmm. They're leaving the Nashville hub and heading out to other places, mostly in my area that I'm working, Minnesota or Chicago or New York.
Okay.
So I just, I go in, I punch in, they tell me I'm going to X trailer. I go up in the X trailer and there's a big chute with some rollers and boxes just going, packages come flying down. Mm-hmm. And I stack them into walls for like 4 straight hours.
Oh, really? Like, are you stacking them in the trailer itself?
Yes, I'm stacking them in the trailer.
Holy shit. You're actually, kind of outside then? Well, I mean, it's probably backed into a loading dock, right?
Yeah, it's backed into, the entire facility is a giant loading dock, basically. Yep. And there's just trailers lining the outside of the building, all backed up to it. And then, with my two hands, I load an entire truck full of packages that are heading to X destination. And then And then when the load gets lighter, whatever, like the flow gets light, I go and jump into a different trailer that's got a heavy flow.
Oh, really? Interesting.
And just never stop moving for 4 hours.
So I can only, like, so when I sit down and play Tetris, I can play for like half an hour. And that's about it. But you are playing this for 6 hours straight.
Yes, I am. That's exactly what the analogy is. And if you're good at Tetris, you'll be pretty good at this job.
Yeah, and then they like keep coming faster and faster over time. And then this Russian music starts playing in the background while you're doing it. And then,
it is. Ding, ding, ding,
yeah. Ding. Must be awesome when you get like a really long, skinny box that someone's shipping. Like someone's mailing a pair of skis and you get that long box you can just put right in the right spot.
Honestly,
it's four rows of boxes disappear. Wait, no.
I didn't know where you were going, and I got it now. Yeah. Those are actually the worst. There's nowhere to put them. Yep. The best thing is the square blocks over and over and over again. Those are the best.
Do you have any idea what anybody is shipping? Have you been able to guess anything?
I asked. So I had a trainer with me, and there was one of them was there's a what do you say, like a video game and DVD like printing. Mm-hmm. Place in like somewhere around here, like Hendersonville or something. And one of the things that I was sending out was just boxes and boxes of like DVDs that were printed like from the manufacturer.
Interesting.
Or heading to wherever they're heading. Like some of the boxes marked like for the discount bin.
Oh.
So it was like, you know, a bunch of like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures in a box or something. And there was another one the other day where every box came that was exactly the same size, and all exactly weighed 50 pounds.
Oh, really?
And I was loading it, the truck with another guy, and I was like, and he was mad at what they were, because he recognized what they were. He'd been there for a while, and I asked him what they were, and he said they were magazines. Those were the worst. Just grabbing over and over and over again 50-pound boxes and stacking them on top of each other.
Like, all right, so Cosmopolitan needs to, you know, send their issue to Minneapolis for all the newsstands. They ship them 50 pounds at a time.
Yeah.
That's how they do it? Huh.
Basically, yeah.
I would assume, there's, like, a dumbbell factory in Nashville, and you just, like, get all the 50-pound dumbbells at one. I don't know.
I feel like it. You know what the worst is, like, when it comes down to the thing, and you're like, oh, this looks like, I'll take this little one to fill a spot, and you scan it, and you pick it up, and it's, like, 60 pounds, but it's, like, the size of, like, a, you know, like a, I don't know, it's not very big, and you're like, what the hell?
Like a bag full of pennies or something.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, I get, like, boxes full of, like, it's got to be nuts and bolts, because they're just like, clang, 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 and I'm like, wow, this is...
I remember coming back from France once. You have to kind of go through customs, and you have to, like, there's the agricultural customs where, like, if you go through an initial screening and you say, like, I don't have any food, I don't have any animals with me or plant matter or whatever.
You have anything to declare?
Yeah, you have anything to declare, and they'll just send you through. And I remember, like, seeing a bunch of carts full of luggage that people were going to put through the agricultural customs. And one of them smelled like somebody's suitcase smelled like they brought cheese back with them from France. Oh, no. It got hot and warm and it melted all over the place. And you could like definitely tell. Yeah, that suitcase is fucking full of cheese. Like not butter. It was like brie and camembert. That kind of really sticky French cheese smell.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm thinking, I'm not going to get that into the country.
That's terrible.
I learned my lesson. I actually declared that I had something once, and they confiscated it from me. So it's like, fuck that. I'm never telling them again.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
No.
If you can get away with it, then try. All right.
Look at that pork. It looks pink. That's uncooked. Oh, no. We're taking this from you. And I'm guaranteed the guy fucking ate it for dinner that night because it was a gift from my mom, and it was probably really good. But anyways, and then my mom's like, I just went through. I didn't tell him anything. I gotta fuck that. Anyways. So, what hours are you working?
Oh, I'm working what's called sunrise shift, which I was under the impression was going to be like a 3 a.m. until 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
But as it turns out, all of last week, it was about 4 a.m. It was 4 a.m. Well, not about. It was 4 a.m. until about 7:45.
Really? That's a short shift. Jeez.
Yeah, I'm not really excited about that because I actually really like doing this, strangely enough. And, because there's a few reasons, but I was hoping that I could just keep this sweet new UPS job and ditch this stupid security job and have my weekends off again.
Oh, yeah.
But absolutely. If I did that, it would be making the same amount of money or less.
Oh, okay.
So I can't do one or the other. I kind of have to do both now.
Okay. For the time being, yeah.
But now, like, we're making great money. So, you know, so, like, I'll be able to have extra money. I won't be able to do anything. So they'll save money, too, because, like, you know,
yeah,
I work like, 7 days a week.
Exactly.
But,
yeah. You're not going out spending money at Grimey's or something. Or yeah.
No, but I will.
Yeah.
I still have time. I mean, actually, with those short shifts during the week, it actually kind of, it's not really affecting anything. My weekly life is still pretty much just hanging out at home a lot. So,
how far the drive is?
It's about 23 minutes.
Wow, I can't. It'd be hard for me to, because I when I used to work at Border Grill, every once in a while I'd work like Monday evenings, and that would be 4 p.m. to close. But close was officially 9 or 10 o'clock. But every once in a while they would send me home at 7 o'clock to save money. Yeah. And then, like, driving into Marquette to work 3 hours and driving home was just not worth the gas money. I spent with minimum wage, it wasn't worth it. Back
then. No. Yeah. And that's kind of the quandary I have, too. But it's not enough, you know, I'm not losing enough on gas money, I guess.
Yeah.
To say that it's not worth it. Yeah, it's actually a further drive. It doesn't even bother me. When I used to work at the casino when we lived in Magani, that was like a 25-minute drive, and that would always bother the hell out of me. It felt like forever. But now, for some reason, like a 25-minute drive doesn't really feel like a big deal.
I've noticed in the last week that when I'm driving around alone by myself, it's actually kind of comforting, and that's mainly because of all the stresses that I've been having at home. Mm-hmm. I can like sit down, cruise to work, put on a podcast, or put on an album I want to listen to, and just you get to be by yourself and de-stress. Yeah, yeah, driving can be stressful sometimes, but sometimes, you know, it's nice to have total control over what you're going to hear.
Yeah, well, when I'm driving to work, sorry, I'm eating Honey Roasted Peanuts. When I'm driving to work, it's, you know, like 3:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nobody on the road.
That's great. Yeah.
So just like driving, taking the interstate. I live on the south side of Nashville. The facility's on the north side of Nashville, so I have to drive past downtown, get that beautiful view of the skyline. I'm just listening to, like you said, either an album or a podcast, whichever I decide.
Yeah.
And just kind of, yeah, it's this little moment of being by yourself that I truly missed when I used to work at the casino. It was great. It was like I was like, not the best, but it was what I think I really enjoyed was driving to work. Hang on a second. This might be our first cool thing.
All right. This is Caleb in post-production. Here's where I had to edit a bunch of stuff out.
Are you killing time?
Yeah, I can hear. I couldn't hear it too well.
Okay.
I heard a lady, I'm assuming two black women talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard one of them say, "And just something simple." And right. That was about the extent of what I could understand. Because it was pretty quiet. I might be able to like crank it up in post, but what were they talking about?
Something. I'm going back over there. I'm just checking.
All right.
Good morning.
Hi, here.
You look like.
I don't know.
I've met so many people. Yeah, I'm Sheila.
Sheila.
Yeah, you look familiar though. What's your name?
Brad.
Brad. I'm Sheila. I'm one of the new ops manager.
Oh, great.
Ops manager here.
Nice
to meet you. All right.
Great. I just met the ops manager.
What happened to the old ops manager? Did Sheila murder her?
I never met an old ops manager.
So why did she worry about the original poster in every thread? I don't get it. Never mind. That's a bad joke. But
hang on, they're still around, okay?
Okay, yeah.
I don't know how you, I wouldn't even go off the game. Van can't go.
Van out of town.
Already? He didn't come back for the weekend? Oh, no.
Oh.
Caleb, are you there?
Yeah, what happened to Van? Why did he go out of town?
I don't know. I missed it.
Oh, bummer. They're not going to the game, though, right?
I think they are going to the game.
Oh, they are going. Is it the Titans game? Is that what they're talking?
I think so. They are playing the Giants today.
Okay. All right. That was interesting. Yeah. I mean, I didn't hear all of that, but I heard, you know, them talking about haircuts, I think, for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's getting her an appointment.
Yeah, she's getting her appointment. She's going back to natural. And then I kind of felt like a voyeur there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I'm a peeping Tom filming other people having sex. That kind of that felt like, but not quite as dirty.
It did feel that way. It was nice. I'm very cold.
And Sheila, yeah, you're very cold, and there's a drafty door, and it's hot in the summer, and I don't, it was interesting.
Yeah, but that was a nice conversation between the manager and the new manager of ops, which is like the people that should not be here on a Sunday morning, which is fun.
Yes.
Because they got a big day coming. It's Aetna, by the way. It's
It's Aetna. This is like a big insurance company, right?
Yeah, Aetna and like CVS Health are like partnering or something.
Okay.
For a big deal, and so they're coming here this week, and so they're kind of freaking out. So,
would you ever think you'd go to college and then you'd come out in the back end, you'd be an operations manager for a call center for dealing with open enrollment and insurance coverage? That seems like such a weird, like, when I picked my major out, it's like, okay, there's chemistry, music, anthropology, English, math, like all these really discrete abstract things. And then it's like, what do you end up doing for a living? Oh, I'm an operations manager for a call center that has to do with open enrollment. We're all really excited. Like, nothing can predict you for this point in your life. And also shows the mismatch between academics and the jobs that are actually out there. Sure, you can get a job doing German. You can translate, or you can be a professor teaching other people German. That's about it. I would assume the majority of people who are German majors are doing things like operations managers for call centers.
Right.
They say that you really learn more about how to learn how to be disciplined in college than the actual subject that you're studying.
Sure. A lot of times, from what I hear, I don't know, I didn't go to college, but a lot of times people who are hiring like college degrees because they know that you can accomplish something.
Yeah, you set out to accomplish something and you did it. You finished it.
You put in the work to finish something.
Yeah, and
it's,
I know,
not easy to do.
Many idiotic people who graduated from college, that does not indicate anything, in my opinion. But I think the general trend people believe is, if you were graduated from college, I mean, like Bill Gates didn't, and he got his shit done. He got paid. If you graduated from college and you can set out and you can discipline yourself to actually do something like that and not smoke crystal meth and drop out.
Okay. So, yeah, really, it's kind of the minimum we're asking. Just don't smoke
meth. Just don't smoke meth. Whatever you do, don't smoke meth. Look.
Yeah.
What? Okay. I don't know how to go to. Then there's no jokes here. What was segue to my problems for the week? Why don't we play Why don't we play the UP game?
Oh yeah, I forgot we're recording a podcast.
Yeah, that's right. So we have a random. We need a random number between 1 and 267.
Okay. We're gonna go 222.
222. That was pretty random. Republic. Yeah.
Republic. Republic. Nice.
Yeah. I've been
to Republic.
Yeah. What's up with the Republic?
Republic's great. I remember there's water there. There's some sort of lake of some sort.
So I have access to Google Maps, so I can look this up right now. Republic.
Because we used to go, like, two of the times I've definitely been there was when we went swimming in Republic.
It looks like they have a website and they have a corporate slogan. Republic, Michigan, for all the right seasons. I went to Republic. So Republic is basically, you get to Koski's Corners. So you're driving west out in Nagani and Ishpeming. Mm-hmm. You go through Westwood and then you hit Koski's Corners, which there's a gas station there that's called Koski's Corners. And isn't there a cafe there too?
Yeah, there's almost like a truck stop feel to it.
Yeah, weird truck stop feel cafe. You turn left there. And Republic.
You turn left, it's like the first one, isn't it?
Yeah, and Republic is like 10 miles down there, maybe, or 5 miles down there. And
I knew that when you're coming back, because that's the way that I would come back from Wisconsin a lot. If I would drive that way, if you hit Republic, you knew you were almost at Koski Corner.
Pretty much, yeah. And then you pretty much almost home at that point.
Yeah, exactly. Because that stretch of road is terrible when you're coming home. You'd be driving for like 5-6 hours, and you're just on that.
And you got to go whatever. Through Isola and everything, and Isola is down there, and And for me, that point is when you're, because if you're trying to go to Wisconsin, you're in Nagani. That's really the fastest way to go. But for me, being out near
through Iron Mountain.
Yeah, through Iron Mountain. And me being out by Palmer, the faster way to go is actually go down through Escanaba.
Okay.
And
take
M35 down. And I know I'm getting close to home. That point for me is seeing the American Legion building on the far side of Little Lake. It's like, back in civilization. I recognize everything from here on out.
Okay. All right.
That's like, all right, and, you know, that wakes you up a little bit on your zeal to get home after that point. But
is there a lake in Republic?
Yeah, it looks like it is. I'm zooming in on it. And come on, give me a fucking name, you fucking lake. Come on, Google. What the fuck? Trout Falls Creek. There's like a whole bunch of lakes there. And Republic Michigami schools are in Republic. Didn't they go to a 4-day week, I think, like when we were in school? Do you remember that?
I don't remember that, but I do remember when you say Republic, you say Republic Michigami. But yep. Honestly, I didn't even realize that they were next to each other. When I thought Michigami was, I'm thinking of Menominee. Never mind.
Michigami is like you go back up to Kosky's Corners, turn left, and you go another couple miles, and you have to drive through Champion, I think, on the way. And I don't know, I pull up the Wikipedia page. Republic is an unincorporated community in Marquette Township. A narrow crescent-shaped area. I'm not getting a small portion of Mansfield Township in Iron County. You know, there's these weird townships all over the UP that I've just never heard of. There was the Republic Mine there, which is probably why Republic is there in the first place.
Yeah, that makes sense. When you say Republic Mine, like, yeah.
Yeah, like if I asked you, where's Humboldt Township? Do you have any idea?
I do. That's like on the same because it's past McDyrite.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. Okay,
but McDyrite, keep going.
Keep going. Right there.
It looks like Republic has population of about 1,000 people.
That's so pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You know, I remember like when we were in high school, Republic Michigami went to a 4-day school week because it was like they needed to save money any way they could, and there really isn't any other school districts nearby.
Yeah.
And they decided, like, well, if we don't heat the building on Fridays, we'll save money that way. So they did that, and they kind of, like, lengthened the school day the rest of the time. So
yeah.
I don't think
it's already heated.
Yeah, it's already heated. I don't think I've ever actually stopped in Republic, so I don't have any good stories about it.
Yeah, I just remember that in Republic, the two times that I went there, there was definitely, like, a big old dock on a lake. And one time I even thought I remember the dock being, like, made of rubber, like it was inflatable.
Oh, really? Yeah, those are out there.
Huh. And like a giant, giant inflatable tea. I may be wrong on that. I may have been somewhere else and it might have been a dream. I don't know. But I do remember there being a big dock and jumping off it and swimming there. And there being like a beach on some lake.
It looks like the Republic Mine closed in 1981, which is about par for the course for every mine in the UP closing.
Yes, it is.
It looks like I found their Republic Township News newsletter. It says, Merry Christmas right on top from Marilyn, Terry, Tina, and Tom. I'm guessing are the people who tell you what to do in Republic. They're talking about
the Stefan of Republic.
Yeah. Their sewer system is starting to fail, and there's 10 years beyond their average life expectancy and having to pay money for that. Well, looks like they got some raffles coming up. And church is Christmas schedules and organization. Oh, St. Augustine pasty sale. Awesome.
Oh,
glad to see that's coming up. And Christine Kosky is a treasure. Yeah, we don't have anything to talk about with Republic. There's nothing important.
I've been there.
Yeah, I've driven through there once or twice. That's about it. Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's on Three Lakes quality of UP Town.
Yeah, I would put it on a... like 2 stars when it comes to
I'll give it 2 Carbonax.
I was gonna say 2 Steve Asplunds.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, I think we're gonna give Republic 2 Carbonax. It's pretty good.
Okay.
What would you give all the other towns? What about Newberry? How many Carbonax would you give that?
Half a Carbonax.
I think Newberry is a little bit more up with it than Republic is. I'd give it 2.5, maybe.
I want to revisit that Newberry thing. Because when listener, wasn't it Katie?
It was Katie.
Can point it out about the former mental institution that was in Newberry, which is probably, I'm choking on a peanut, which is probably where the Newberry stare, came from.
Mental institution.
I felt really bad about it.
God, it's not.
I
don't think we have any listeners in Newberry, so we're not like losing.
What I was saying was that people that live in Newberry are stupid. I'm not trying to make fun of the mentally ill.
All right.
So I was offending the people of Newberry when really I was just offending the previously generations mentally ill patients.
Sure. I'm not. Okay. What would you rate Masha?
I don't really feel bad. Let me clarify too. I don't feel bad about it. I just felt like it's less of a fun thing to me.
Okay. Like, I understand now. Yeah. Not quite as funny in the long run.
Right. Like, people from Ishpeming are stupid in general.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's funny. What would be the 5 Carl Bonac town? I mean, I think there's only 1 5 Carl Bonac town in the UP, and that's Marquette. You have to.
Pagani. Pagani is the only five Carl Bonac town in the UP. Marquette's 4.5, man. Why? Because it's not Nagani.
Oh, that's true. All right. So Nagani is automatically 5. And, you know, WLUC studios are in Nagani, so you kind of have to give it to that. So,
right.
What would you give Mashek? Do you remember doing Mashek?
That was a TJ, right?
Yeah, that was a TJ, and I got to say that's probably a 0. There's your floor.
Yeah, right 0.
There. Does anybody live there? Do they have a Wikipedia page? If they don't have a Wikipedia page, then they're a 0. Immediately. But
Mashek.
So my dad has been here for the last week. And it's weird learning experience of remembering what it's like to live with him again. So he showed up last Saturday. I've been trying to get him down to come down for Thanksgiving. His brakes on his truck quit working. And he was trying to get it fixed in the UP. And he finally got the money to get it fixed because he started getting Social Security. But he could not get it fixed in time for Thanksgiving, so he didn't come down. Thanksgiving was me, my wife, and your brother. And brother, we had a pretty good time. And then my dad showed up unannounced on Saturday. He was talking about it, maybe, and then he just showed up. And we were gone. And he immediately takes over the couch in our basement. Like, we had a room set up for him because we were expecting him. He's like, no, I'll sleep down here. Because the TV's down there and he needs the TV. And then I realize how – do you know any, like, complete bachelors who've been living a bachelor life for years and years and years? Because
not entirely.
Yeah, I mean, we usually don't cross universes with people like that very often. But my dad – my folks divorced in 1998 or sometime around there. And my dad has been living the bachelor life since then. And very happily, I might add. And by that, I mean, he never really cared much about his hygiene. When my folks were married, my mom would have to badger him to clean things, to wash up, etc. And he has just let it go since then. And because he's been living in pretty much poverty for the last 10 years, by his own choice, his hot water heater quit working a couple of years ago, and he just like, okay, whatever. Yeah. You know, just kind of rolled with it. He stank terribly when he was here.
Oh,
and it wasn't like smell of incontinence and diapers. It was like stale cigarettes, shitty, like, you know, that warm beer smell. If you're cleaning up all the beer cans after the party the next day and it just smells like shit. It smells and he just reeked. And then so he just like laid all over our couch and laying all over our afghans and blankets down there. And it was actually hard to be in the same room as him. In an enclosed area. And I'm like, Dad, you trying to be as nice about it as I can. I'm like, Dad, here's a towel and a washcloth. You want to go take a bath or shower? He's like, no, they dry my skin out. Oh, and I took a sauna the other day anyways, so I'm fine. I'm like, no, you're not. That doesn't count. And he was here from last Saturday after Thanksgiving until yesterday. He did not shower. I do not think he changed his clothes either.
All right. Sorry about the noises. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think he changed his clothes either. I think he changed his socks and that's it. And I don't know how you live like that. And after my folks split up, there was some kind of a deal where depending on how many days a week I spent the night at his house compared to my mom's house, they would get paid different amounts of money because my mom had primary custody.
Right.
And my dad complained to me that I wasn't like spending enough time over at his place. And because he wasn't getting paid for it. And I didn't really have the heart to tell him because he's a fucking slob is the problem. And so he was here all week. He left. And on his way down here, because his brakes in his truck weren't working really well, he rear-ended somebody. And he made it, he made it almost here, and then he just couldn't come to a stop behind someone, and he hit him. And it wasn't bad or anything like that, but I feel like I'm dragging this guy into the 21st century because he's so stubborn and so unhygienic. He's a backwoods guy, and I know I can't take that out of him, but yesterday we got him moved into his new place, which is, are you still there? Uh-oh, Brad's gone. What happened?
No, I'm still there.
Okay.
I muted it because I'm going to take a leak.
Did you actually do that?
I'm about to.
Okay. Well,
unless you want me to let it live.
No, let her rip. I'll wait.
I'm going to mute it.
Okay. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. And oh, man. Oh, fuck.
I was really hoping that you wouldn't have noticed when I muted it.
No, that's because there's white noise underneath it, and all the white noise went away.
Okay. All right. All right. Anyway.
Anyway, yeah, that kind of reminded me of the longest pee by Adam Sandler. Like, you were muting it for 5 minutes there, and you just kept going again. Like, oh, man, it just keeps getting...
Oh, man. Yeah, oh, man. Oh, man. That's a really good skit. I gotta listen to that again.
Yeah. Anyway, so I moved my dad into his house yesterday. So he stayed here for the week. I had to drive him around everywhere because his fucking brakes wouldn't work.
Right.
He refused to learn any directions. He doesn't have health insurance. So I had to find a free clinic for him to go to get heart high blood pressure medication. And it just kind of got – I remembered why I don't really spend a lot of time with him over the course of the last week. It was really stressful. And all my evenings were spent, like, getting prescriptions for him, getting furniture for him, because he, like, couldn't do it and wouldn't do it himself.
Right. And not even podcasting.
Not even podcasting. And it made me difficult. Like, I'd get home every day, every night at 9 from running errands for him. I'm just, like, got sick of it. And so he, you know, he's my dad and I love him and all, but he's moved into a house about 15, 20 minutes from here. And I think he's going to be happy there for the winter. I'm probably going to keep my distance. I might see him once a week or so, which I think is what he wants. He's still independent, but it's weird. He's 62 and he's acts like an 80-year-old with regards to his habits, his stubbornness, his arthritis really bad, and it's hard for him to walk or lift things. And yeah. I don't know. It's a little bit sad to see that, but then he has had a life of abusing his body and believe, you know, whatever you want to believe. It's starting to catch up to him now, and I'm seeing it. He smoked for 40 years. He's wheezing going up our stairs. He's wheezing doing anything. He can't walk fast at all. It's just kind of sad to compare my mom and my dad and see where he has been, where he is at this point, compared to where she's still full active, full life and of sound mind, and he's kind of like, I don't know if he's depressed or what, but I feel like I don't want to make this a project for me to fix him. I know I shouldn't do that, but I don't know. I don't really know what to do, but he's here. I knew this was going to be stressful. I just didn't know the level of stress it was going to be in the last week. You know the biggest fucking thing is? Me and him are going to go somewhere, and he has to have a cigarette beforehand. And so like, sitting out there on the trunk, the hood of my truck, smoking, and I'm like, got to wait 5 minutes for him. And then like just throw the butt in the back of his truck. Or, like, once he went and smoked out on the porch and came back in and put the butt in our garbage can.
Oh, that's the worst. Because a lot of people, like, I used to be a smoker, right? And I was very conscious about how much cigarette smoke and ashes and butts stink terribly.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that I've met in my life that just don't understand that concept.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there'll be people like that, like, when I used to work with somebody here at this job, and she used to go and have half a smoke. And then, like, butt it out, stick it back in her pack, and come back in.
Oh, my God.
And it would just, like, radiate off of her body. Like, this not even, like, just smoking your clothes smell, but, like, this butted out gross cigarette smell. And I was like, how could you stand that? I couldn't stand to be – I used to, like, after I would smoke a cigarette, I like to wash my hands to get the stink off.
Yeah.
I would be really conscious about keeping the smoke away from me because I don't like the smell like smoke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for me,
like, he'd have the smoke, and then we'd get in the truck and drive somewhere, and the stench would just be ridiculous. And, like, I would turn up the heat because I like it a little bit hotter than him, and eventually he would crack the window open on his side, and that would actually help with the smell.
Okay.
So I just let that happen.
Yeah.
And it's difficult because I don't know how he got to this point. I don't think he's had a very happy life, I would say. He's never had a job he found fulfilling or anything like that. And he just kind of liked fishing and hunting in the UP, and his body's starting to fall apart, and he can't do that anymore. So I don't know. He's gotten him. But regarding smoking, it's like, another thing. I'm moving him in yesterday, and the guy who's he's living with is not there.
Yeah.
So my dad, he drinks like 4 to 6 beers a day, I would say. And another one of his bad habits. And he is sitting there drinking a beer in the kitchen, in the living room, and like there's a kitchen table there. And he spills his can of beer and maybe spills like a quarter of the can out.
Yeah.
So he picks the bag up, and not seeing a rag nearby, he starts wiping all of the beer off the table onto the carpet beneath the table. I'm like, Dad, stop immediately. What the fuck? And I went and grabbed a paper towel for him. And I'm like, no, this is not your house to do that. And you don't, number one, you don't fucking do that because then the carpet will smell like beer. And number two, this is not your house. So it just really pissed me off. Anyways.
Oh, boy.
So that's been my week. So what kind of happy stuff can we talk about after this? Anything? Oh, I had one thing I wanted to bring up, and then we can get out of here and do maybe a normaler show next time. I've been thinking about white people problems and black people problems and everything, and I wanted to talk about what are 30-year-old male problems? What are the typical problems that we have at our age that we can laugh about? And then the two that I could think of is, did I have kids at the right time? And am I starting to lose my hair?
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are definitely, I don't have to deal with the hair loss problem at all.
No, I don't think thankfully. So. I think I've surpassed that possibility as well.
Yeah. Because you never want to lose it too early.
Mm-hmm. No.
It happens. I mean, what do you do if it does? I mean, you know.
I'm a big fan of the, like, you shouldn't give people shit for losing their hair because they can't help it.
Yeah, I'm that way, too.
You shouldn't give people shit for things they can't help in the first place.
But it's not going to – it's an unfortunate situation that you can't control, but it's going to affect your life, probably.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, so that sucks. Yeah, that's true. There's the pre-midlife, midlife crisis. So
that's true,
the quarter-life crisis. How the fuck did I get here?
Yep. Am I doing the right thing with my life?
I still have time to correct to make a sharp left turn. Should I take a sharp left turn?
Yeah.
That's one thing that happens.
I'm thinking of the more mundane. Like, did I listen to the albums from this band in the right order? Did I get the full experience? Did I get the right seats at this concert I went to? Should I have sat down in the balcony instead of the mezzanine, or the other way around? Things that 30-year-old males do. Did I get the right suspension on my mountain bike, or did I get the right tires on my road bike? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, those aren't isolated to people our age though. Those could be anybody, but I guess, I mean, in a way, there's, you know, the stereotypical 20-year-old is, did I buy enough beer for the party?
Yes.
And exactly. The stereotypical 40-year-old is how much or when am I going to go schedule my, you know, my colonoscopy or whatever.
Yeah.
And for us, it's sort of like,
did I get the tattoo on the right spot of my arm?
Yeah. Should I have really spent this much on this coffee grinder, or should I have just went with the cheap bottle?
Which programming language should I learn?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
I don't know who has that problem, honestly.
There are people out there our age who have that. I read a story about lumber sexuals. You know what a lumber sexual is?
Yes, I do, actually.
Okay. And about how one of the defining features of lumber sexuals, who are, it's the, burly version of the metrosexual, where you wear flannel and have a beard.
Well-crafted beard.
Is you may learn some primitive skills, you know, chopping wood, beekeeping, whatever. But your actual job is in web development. That's what defines it. You want to act like you're rural, but without actually being rural.
Right. So, you might have hens.
Yeah, and you're a Java developer.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this has been an interesting show so far. I think we should get out of here. And
I'm going to finish the show outside. I'm going to do that. Come with me.
Let's do that. Here we go.
We're leaving the security office, and we're walking through.
Jeez, Brad, catch up. Wait for me.
I'm sorry, come on. Hurry up. Come on, guys.
You're coming. Hold on.
Yeah, walking through the break area.
Catch up. Wait for me. What the fuck am I talking about?
Okay, let's walk through the giant break room that nobody's in.
Is that a TV?
Sunday morning. Yeah, there's a TV. It's a commercial for, oh God, who knows? Some garbage. All right, let's go outside and finish this. It's cold already. Here we go.
Here we go. Hey, you should have held the door open for me. Was it a waste management commercial?
No, it was for something spammy. I don't know what it was. But thanks for listening to our show, and we really appreciate your download. Sorry for hacking a loogie on the podcast.
Thanks for dealing with our schedule and dealing with our idiosyncrasies and why. And now you understand why we weren't able to get one out early in the week.
Yeah, we tried to squeeze one out. Yeah. Unfortunately, I barely got a random mania record. I had to short myself 2 hours of sleep to get that recorded.
Jesus Christ! Wow. Yeah.
But it's to me it's worth it because I really enjoy doing this. It's kind of, you know, it's my only time to be social, I guess.
Oh yeah.
That I really have during the week because I stay home with my kids all the time. So I really, really want to get to squeeze them in, you know, and I want to be able to do them.
Yeah, everybody, we're podcasting for you, and we'll go to whatever lengths, like podcasting during work hours and feeling guilty about it for you to get a quality product with a lot of white noise in the background out for you.
Yeah, and for sure. And next time we're going to record while Caleb's at work and see how that goes.
Yeah, my boss will be all... I actually sit in an office with my boss and another guy, so I don't think that's going to happen. Okay. Surreptitiously record a podcast. We might be able to. You'd have to record it on your end, and it'd have to be a day nobody else is there, and that'd be fun.
Okay, well, let me know if it's possible. I can record on my end. I have the ability.
Yep.
You can... nobody likes us on Facebook, and nobody follows us on Twitter, but you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Google Plus and stuff.
Yeah. Google Plus is a thing that exists.
It's a thing. And we didn't get that Elo account set up yet, but...
Oh, fuck. Oh, I gotta write that down.
Yeah, we don't have our shirts done either. But... I made tiny little postage stamp size random mini magnets.
You did? What about like a business pad?
You could buy a sheet of them for like $4 on Zazzle.
What if we got a bunch of vinyl stickers that say podcast rated and we stuck them all around town?
That was my idea before, because you can actually get a sheet of stickers for pretty cheap.
Okay. From like Tim Gould, probably. He's printing vinyl out all the time.
Yeah, you know, we should give him a call. Maybe you can put it in an order.
Okay, we'll do that.
So, yeah, keep your eyes open for the Elo account, apparently, whatever that is.
Yep.
And the stickers and the shirts and the merch.
Yep.
It's a great Christmas present, maybe even a coffee mug.
And you should watch for a snowmobile that has been skinned with podcast rated all over it.
Yes! Get that for
you. So thanks everybody for listening, and it's from until next time, where it is approximately 10 in the morning, and I have nothing to say anymore. I'm Caleb.
And from the formerly known as the smoking deck, now just the deck, this is Brad saying... have a good rest of the day. Everybody's working for the weekend. Everybody wants a new romance. Everybody's going off the deep end. Everybody needs a second chance. Oh, you want a piece of my heart?
All right, we're done here. I'm going to eat a piece of pizza that my dad fucking ordered with anchovies on it, which I don't know if you know this, but if you get anchovies on any part of the pizza, the whole thing tastes like anchovies and every bite tastes like anchovies.
I'm sorry, but, like, of course your dad got, like, that's the thing that, like, the terrible roommate does, right?
Yes!
Order pizza with anchovies. It's like a joke. Like, it's like a cartoon thing to do.
I called in the pizza and I'm like, onion, sausage, mushroom on the whole thing, and anchovies... green olives and black olives on half of it. Did you understand that? And he goes, yes, that means one person likes really salty pizza.
That's right.
You got it.